Well, speaking of meat, the last time you were actually weighing out your pork chops, did you spare a thought for what we call a kilogram and why a kilo is actually what it is? Well, you probably didn't, because it hasn't changed for more than a century, actually. A kilo, for those not in the know, is actually the weight that corresponds to a big lump of metal that's sitting in London. And that's a clone of a similar object that's sitting in Paris. But now, scientists have been voting at a conference to bring the kilo into the 21st century and redefine how we measure it. Adam Murphy's been weighing up why and how.
It's important to be able to weigh things accurately. From baking cakes properly to the minute amounts required to get drug doses right. But we all need to be talking about the same thing. My kilogram has to be the same as your kilogram, or one of us is getting a terrible cake, or not enough medicine. The standards were decided in the 19th century in France, something for us all to agree on. Initially, 1 kilogram was the same as 1 litre of water. But the density of water changes with temperature, with pressure, with purity, so we came up with a different solution.
We've had the kilogram for a long time. The UK standards of the kilogram number 18 was given to us in 1889.
That is Purdy Williams, assistant researcher at the National Physical Laboratory, where they keep one of the UK's kilograms, lumps of metal that tell every weighing scales in the UK and Ireland what 1 kilogram is supposed to be.
And it's been working incredibly well. It's an amazing thing. But it is a single point of failure in the system. Also, we need to make sure that the original kilogram, IPK, we need to make sure that's stable.
That's right. Also known as Le Grand K, the international prototype kilogram is a cylinder of platinum iridium, about the size of a golf ball, that's sitting in a vault in Paris. And it is 1 kilogram. And it's what all national kilograms, like NPL's kilogram 18, take their cues from on what a kilogram is. So, if I could get into that vault and say, hack a bit off or eat a bit, I would change what 1 kilogram was, how it was defined. I could invalidate every scale in the world. But the thing is, isn't it going to change with time?
Yes, so, we believe the kilogram is changing over time, but we don't know by how much. IPK could be changing and gaining mass, and ours are all staying the same. We can't accurately see what's going on. So with the redefinition, we'll be able to have a better idea of what's going on with the mass scale. And also, it will be changed to a constant, and that can't change.
We're changing it, hopefully, this week. What are we changing it to?
So the new definition will be based on Planck constant.
Planck's constant is a number used in quantum physics. It's a 0.34 more zeros and a 6. It's incredibly small.
And this will be done using a Kibble balance. Basically, it's making an electric kilogram. So we're balancing out the force from the kilogram with an electric force. So its main concept is a magnet and a coil within the magnetic field. Once you pass a current through the coil, it produces a force and moves the platform up and down. And using the Planck constant, we can get mass from that.
And is our whole world about to tilt on its axis? Is everything going to change with this vote?
We've worked incredibly hard to make sure that the general public and end users don't see any change. A kilogram's a kilogram. It's just going to be defined differently.
And at the end of the day, why does this matter?
Measurement is so incredibly important. Everything can be measured. So we need to be as accurate as possible with the way we measure things and how we define things. People have been obsessed with measurements since the beginning of time. In ancient Egypt, they used to use the cubit, which was the length of the pharaoh's elbow to the end of his fingers. And that was how they did measurement. Even back then, they still were worried about things not fitting together or being scammed with how many seeds they're buying. We're just getting better at defining things.
Safe to say then that this is quite massive news. Wah, wah. That was Purdy Williams from the National Physical Laboratory speaking with Adam Murphy.
I'm not going to comment on that. You're going to need megatons to measure the number of groans that are probably issuing from the audience right now, having heard that, Georgia.